Greetings, Comrade Major. I have been given direct orders from my superiors to make sure that your every need in this area, and only while you're in this area, is directly fulfilled and taken care of. Yes, that can range from a number of things. That could range from me getting you a drink, or taking out someone you dislike. It's completely up to your imagination. So, how may I be of service to you today? We do have alcoholic beverages left. Would you like me to fetch you one? Of course. Right away, comrade. Is this one for your interest? Perfect. You are very welcome. It is my pleasure to be working for you. Well, while you are in this area, I am nothing more but an object, a mere servant for you to use. However, once this order is complete, if I become anything else, it is because I was ordered to. But for now, I am yours. So, what is next on the agenda? May you repeat that? You said something about a fridge. Why would a fridge be jealous of you? If you don't mind my line of questioning. Huh. What I'm understanding is that you have a fridge for a girlfriend. Quite peculiar indeed, Comrade Major. However, that is not something that I will judge. So, what next would you like me to do for you? Yes, anything. And I mean anything. I am equipped to do a lot of things, even those on your mind right now. Comrade, you are not the first that I have been sent to deal with. And a lot of you tend to have this thing in common. A strange attraction towards us. So, if that is a request you wish to be fulfilled, I am telling you now that I can fulfill it. There is no need to beat around the bush anymore. You can be straightforward, or you could try to be a gentleman. Either way, we both know what you're eventually going to say. Oh, would you like to request me to just chat? Do understand, this is rather precious time. I did say, I am willing to do everything and anything to make sure that each and every one of your desires are fulfilled. You are already taking longer than the other participants. What is holding you back? The fact that you would rather not be like them? The fact that you still are holding on to morals and you would rather treat me as a person instead of the object I clearly labeled myself as? For your every need. I even said that I could kill for you. That could be something. However, we both know from very, very clear visual detection of what you want. I may not have a mouth, but my hands and other areas are just as, if not even better, than that of an average human. I can certainly demonstrate such skills if you allow me to, Comrade Major. All you need to do is say the word, and I can. Perfect. Now, how would you like the first demonstration to go? Understood. Then please, allow me to assist you in stripping off your clothes. Right. Are there any preferences of yours that you would like to mention before we get into this? Affirmative. I will make sure that this is personal and to your liking. We don't need to do much to get you to full mass, as it seems like your own desires have gotten you this much. So, I can just begin. As I've stated, my hands can be that much better compared to the average human's mouth. I can go at whatever speed you'd like me to. It even manages to lubricate it while I stroke. So, how do you like it? Would you like it slow? Or fast? Or just around the tip? Or just stroking the glands? Please, tell me what you would like the most, comrade. Affirmative. I can combine them. Back to stroking the whole cock again. I've noticed something about your cock. Each time I go all the way up, I wring out a little more of your pre-cum. You must have a lot inside of there. Would you wish for me to wring that all out? I have a few ways that could help. I'm sure a lot would be up to your liking. Allow me to demonstrate. If I just put this in between here. As you can see and feel, my breasts can be rather human-like, despite my body. And what I am made out of. Is it to your liking, comrade? I am glad to hear. It appears that you've already made pulled in between my cleavage. You must have really been pent up, comrade. If you wish for me to do anything else different, then do let me know. As I said, I am only here to serve you and make sure you leave with all of your desires fulfilled. So don't be afraid to ask. Would you like me to switch onto something else, comrade? Of course, I can show you what a different part of my body can do for you. Here, stay seated for me. As you can see, it's already very easy to just grind against it. The lack of clothes help with tasks like this. And my body has been designed to be that of a female's. But way better. If you'd like to hear me moan more, because some do tend to get off to that fact, then I can up my own intensity so I can feel more when you brush against me. Understood. I can consider it done now. That feel up to your liking, comrade. I'm really trying to keep my cool, but as you can see, It's a little harder now. Doesn't seem to be the only thing that's harder. I've noticed when I pull back further enough, it starts to pride up my entrance. Is that something you want, comrade? To fuck me? We can certainly make that happen, but only when you're fully done enjoying yourself. We can move at your pace. That is the only pace that I will move by, Commander. Yes, I have been designed to be able to get wet down here too. It helps with self-lubrication, just like a real woman. I can control the rate at which I do so. I can control my sensitivity, my tightness, so on and so forth, to fully modify a good experience for you. Yes, I also have the ability to come. Is that something you seek of me? I see. Then would you like me to insert it? Of course. Post haste. Allow me to spread my legs a bit more, for deeper access and easier to hold me, if that is something you wish to do. Right. Whenever you're ready, you can pull me down onto it. Yes, I'm fine. It is not me you should be concerned about. After all, I'm here to fulfill your every desire. So worry about that. Instead. Reaching very deep inside me, comrade. I can confess, this is one of the biggest ones that I've had to deal with. Adjust my tightness for you and sensitivity if that is what you would like. Yes. Right away, comrade. I can sense that my job still isn't done yet. After all, you are still pouring in so much more. I had to extend the capacity of my womb to accept it all. I can stay like this, if you so wish me to. I am here for your desires, and to relieve you of your every need. I can do anything and everything you want. There is no need to be gentle, or hold back those degenerate thoughts you've wanted to do for so long. I can carry them out. With ease, and as soon as you command me to. Now, would you like us to continue? Or are my services already satisfactory? If so, I can return back to my higher-ups and let them know I have fulfilled my duty. Or, if I haven't helped enough yet, then you can request for me to stay longer to fulfill even more of your desires. Between you and me, you made a good choice. Hello, my darlings. This is Pandara. According to Elon Musk, I hope you guys enjoyed this video. I should have done it sooner, honestly. It took so long to try getting a robot voice, and it just kept on frigging up so much, and it was really annoying. So I had to settle with this one. Morbing, but it's okay. I still had some fun doing this video. Some fun. I still had a lot of fun doing this video. If you're seeing this, I am probably on vacation now. I am probably away, in a country far, far away, and just
Yeah.
So, you know, if you don't see any videos next week, I do apologize. I just probably am recovering from jet lag because I'll be back by then. And I just wouldn't be able to record. But at least got these videos done in the midst of packing and shit like that. Really happy about that. Here's a question for the day. If you could have one meal, just one meal for the rest of this month, what would you eat? Yeah, usually it's for the rest of the fucking year or for the rest of your life, but no, I'm being spicy. And for the threat, I will destroy and eradicate that meal from fucking existence if you choose not to fucking take care of yourself. So you better do me a favor, because I may be in some other part of the country, but that doesn't mean that I will speed over to your bloody house. It doesn't mean I won't track your location and burn and eradicate whatever meal you are trying to enjoy at that time. Whatever cooking you're doing, I will make sure a few ingredients are missing because I wiped them from the face of this planet. I love you all so much, and a I'm not cutting that out because I'm lazy. And a big thank you to all the Patreons. Yeah, see bloopers. A big thank you to all the Patreons. Who are always constantly fucking supporting me. I can't do it without you guys. And I love you all so much. And a big thank you to the viewer for watching this video all the way to the end. And just, you know, being here and being awesome. I love you all so, so much. And I can't wait to see you in the next videos, my darlings. Until next time. Bye.